I just hope he doesn't change his mind.
Hello, welcome to Rose Pricks, a podcast about all those pricks on The Bachelor. This is Ronnie Karam from Watch What Crappens and the Big Brother Smother podcasts. And I'm with Stephanie Wilder Taylor, my gorgeous co-host from the Hello. For Crying Out Loud podcast. Hi, Stiff.
Oh, hi.
How's it going, babe?
It's good. I have a little cold, so I might cough a little bit.
That's disgusting.
But I look forward to this like nobody's business. I wake up on Monday morning with a little giddiness in my heart for what's to come
Monday and Tuesday. Talk. Yeah, I really love doing this one. This show cracks me up. And I'm glad that we finally got to see Douchebag lose his shit a little bit last night. We've been waiting this whole season. We all knew it was coming. And finally, we got a little. Before we get into the episode, though, everybody, if you want to find us on the online areas, on Twitter and Instagram, we are at, we're at Rose Pricks Pod. And every time a new episode is released, you will find out there. Or on our Facebook, just look up Rose Pricks Podcast. We're on there. We have a premium feed now. We're doing two episodes a week, which are free, as always. And then they move into premium after a week or two. And we do a bonus episode. So this week there will be another bonus. Thank you so much to everybody who's signing up over there on the premium. That means so much to us.
It's amazing.
You know, it really gives us freedom to do stuff like buy cigarettes, buy cold medicine, depending on which host you're talking to. So thank you so much. We love doing this. And it's great to, you know, start trying to do it for real as a living.
Yeah.
So thanks.
And if you don't want to sign up for the premium feed, but you want to gift us with some cough syrup with codeine in it, I'll give you my address. What do I care? Why wouldn't I?
Why not? Even if you're the kind of crazy, even if you're like stalker crazy, yeah. I know that we like the same shows. So, you know, I'd rather be killed by somebody that I enjoy watching TV with.
You know? Exactly.
Yeah. That can talk about the idiot twins on The Bachelor before they kill me.
I know I'm tied up, but Ashley's crazy, right? That's what I would say.
Hey, I got an idea. How about you put a sock in Ashley's mouth? You want to put a sock in somebody's mouth. Am I right, guys?
Okay. Bachelor in Paradise, Wells edition.
Oh, my goodness. So, Wells, okay. I'm not sure, since I'm new to this show, if they always get kind of the most hard up, depressed guys who don't get any action on their own seasons, because so far Grant, sad. I'm sorry. Maybe Grant's nice. I'm sure he is. Wonky eyed, giant chinned, kind of desperate. Let's admit it. He's going for Lace. Okay, that's the bottom of the barrel. And then who else did we say? Vinny. It's like, oh, I'd rather work at a pizza shop. Who else? Like all these sad guys who don't hook up. And now Wells. Now Wells, I love because he had that drunken Snapchat. Do you remember it?
I do. And that's, we all fell in love with him a little bit.
Yes. Wells, if you hadn't seen it or haven't seen it, Wells did this Snapchat watching the finale of The Bachelorette, just wasted and making fun of everybody. It was so good.
It was amazing.
So Wells is back. Let's start at the start of the episode. Ashley and Kayla Kant. I know that is not the C word. That is short from continued in my notes.
Yes. Yes. Whereas Ashley, whereas Kayla says that Ashley is like a sister to Jared, and then Ashley promptly freaks the fuck out and says, that was the most low-key dig.
Low-key dig.
See, I played it back twice to make sure that's what she said. So does that mean it was like a really chill and laid-back dig?
Yeah, she's like, I wish that dig had more energy behind it. That dig needed more cowbell. How dare she? How dare. Kayla is such a wuss. She's trying to be nice to a nice person. You know the lady who had to go up against Glenn Close in Fatal Attraction? She wasn't nice. She nailed the bitch to a wall, okay? Yes. I'm still afraid of Ann Archer. Ann Archer ain't going to take your shit. I'll tell you that much. Kayla will, which means she will not be a good wife because you could just cheat on her. She don't care. She'll be like, you boiled me a bunny? That's so nice. That means you're trying.
Oh, my God. Ronnie, you're going to kill me.
She's desperate, this girl. Nothing. She's telling Ashley in the nicest way. She's like, well, I really understand that you love him, but, like, we're, like, trying to, like, have a relationship. And, like, we can't, like, get to, like, know each other if, like, people are, like, always talking about him. And Ashley's just being mean. She goes, then you won't get to know him. Yeah, but, like, your little sister. Ugh, the so low-key baby voice. And then Kayla says, well, then fine. We don't even have to be friends if you don't want the rest of the time here. But after, we can still be friends again. Like, grow a pair, Kayla.
I know.
And she did tell us our favorite line.
She's kind of here for the wrong reasons.
Can you believe she said that? Has she never seen the show before? Does she not know that she's being a hack?
Yeah, Kayla is here for Instagram likes. Okay, those are the right reasons. Ashley is there for love. That is the wrong reasons. I'm with Kayla. I almost bought some of the lipstick we saw on her her Instagram last week. She looks so darn pretty in it.
I know.
And we're back.
Sorry about that. Here's the thing. No, as obsessed as I am with Bachelor in Paradise and The Bachelor and Bachelorette, I, unlike Amanda, have to put my kids first and saw that I had a call from the kids' school. Uh-oh. I love how Amanda is like, I'm a mom before anything else, except for I don't want to leave Paradise because margaritas.
Yeah, exactly. You know, Josh did the same thing when he was having his breakdown. He's like, what, bro? What? I like left my dog who's like literally had cancer for 6 months. Okay. is someone supposed to pat you on the back for that? Because that's like the most horrible thing I've ever heard. Like, fuck that dog. I just left my dog with cancer. You're an asshole. Oh, that doesn't make you better.
I can't wait. There's so much goodness like that.
Yeah.
But yes, underneath it all, I don't want a mom shame. Well, sure I do. What the fuck, Amanda?
Why not? Like, when you're a mom, you're supposed to shame.
Kids, and you're just like fucking this gross guy on a reality show while your kids are like, mommy, can we FaceTime, please? We miss you, mommy.
She's like, I'm hungover. Bye.
Yeah.
Yeah, that girl, I mean, look, who can blame her? But she really is proving her love because she's found somebody to beat them, which, you know, I'm sure in her eyes equals love. Oh, hugs.
That's so sweet.
Punch hug hugs, guys. Punch hugs.
Okay, so then where are we? Ashley, Jared
and Jared? Ashley. So yeah. Kayla's just been nice with Ashley. So now Jared goes over to Ashley because, you know, the nice guy approach. He's like, I'm going to be really firm with you until I need you to look deeply into my eyes and make me feel attractive.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what he did.
Listen, I just want to tell you that, you know, like, what I'm thinking is that even though you're just like, you're so great and so amazing and like, maybe I should have given it a try with you, but I just think that I'm going to go ahead and, you know, see what happens with Kayla.
Yeah.
But she's a whore. Okay. Yeah. Good point. Good point. I mean, you're probably right. But, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'm just going to, you know.
Take a dip. He's basically telling her, look, babe, you're a churro. You look delicious, but you're not a lifestyle choice. Okay. You're like a drunken night snack. You're not like breakfast. Okay. And she's like, I want to be a churro. And then she's doing her terrible Botox, try and mop up her snot, but she can't because her ducts don't work anymore. So she's just like, I wonder how much tartar she catches in the back of her throat from sobbing like that. Because that's all throat sucking.
It's so gross.
Sounds like something stuck in the, you know, when you get like a rubber band stuck in the vacuum cleaner?
That's yes.
What it sounds like.
Yes.
So
I love that Ashley then realizes her whole thing is that the whole problem is not that she's a bunny boiler who needs electroshock therapy. No, the real issue is that there isn't a guy for her.
Yeah. That's...
If there was just a guy for her to fall in love with, that she would be fine.
Yeah. It's a whole thing that the medical industry is trying to hide from us because if we all knew that a penis could heal everything, we would never buy our Prozac.
I know.
It's
exactly.
A conspiracy.
Yeah.
All I need is a penis.
Yep.
She's
and
pathetic.
All of a sudden, then she says, this is almost as bad as the worst week of my life. which is the week that Lucy died. And then I was like, who's Lucy?
Lucille like, Ball.
Lucy was my dog. And there she's in a jar on my mantle. But she's going to help me find love.
God, your dead dog. That dog probably ran into traffic. It was like, oh my God, I cannot take any more of this. I'm out of here.
She's probably obsessed with her dog. She's probably having our relationship talks with Lucy.
She was like, Ashley, do you want to go outside? Ashley, do you? Ashley doesn't even want to go outside.
She was probably... Lucy, why won't you sit on the couch next to me? Do you have intimacy issues? I just don't understand.
Lucy is a backstabbing whore of a man's best friend.
Lucy's a bitch.
Did she say at one point she's at the bar with everybody again and Jared kisses Kayla and it was like JCPenney couple kiss. It was like so innocent. And she goes, I'm not sure what she said, but I had to rewind it a couple of times. And I think she said, hey, Lorax, quit. Did she call them Lorax? I think she was just saying, hey, guys, quit kissing around me. No one's going to quit kissing around you. It's like going to a bordello and being like, you guys, wash your hands. You can't get mad at dirty hands in a bordello, okay?
Exactly.
Lucy. So then she prays to Lucy. And basically, Lucy responds by shitting on her head, which, you know, this is the way to respond. It's just like more and more shit on this girl's head.
Otherwise known as Wells.
Wells. The dog's barking.
Mean. Yeah.
The dog's barking. The editors are so funny. They were putting in clips of dogs from just like normal backyards.
Oh, my God. It was so funny. I just want to be in the edit bay. While those editors are like, oh my God, I'm just going to put in 45 dogs.
There's like dogs running towards her, dogs in the backyard, dogs hanging from a hang in there tree. So all these bitches are conspiring to have the clouds part for Ashley. And Wells comes in and Ashley's mouth opens to the ground. Like her chin is on the ground. She's like, oh, yeah.
I love, and this goes back to what you were saying at the beginning of the show, but I love how the guys that were the biggest kind of losers on The Bachelorette become actually like prime real estate on Bachelor in Paradise, which just goes to show you how poor the options are. But you know what I'm saying? Like Wells was not somebody anybody wanted on Bachelorette.
Yeah, but he was the one she kept because like, he was so nice. Wells. Yeah.
Yes, but he was... But if you compared him on that show, he was kind of the small one, kind of goofy. He wouldn't kiss her. Remember?
Yes, and he was also one of the little gossipy bitches, you know?
Yes.
He was also one of the ones that wanted to go behind everybody's back like, yeah, girl, they are not behaving. Like, that is not how you respect Jaja. And then finally when he got a chance to be with Jojo. Yeah, remember he was the one who was like living with his... I think he was either living with his ex or he had been with his ex-girlfriend for like years, even though there was nothing sexual there anymore. I don't know. Maybe he just takes too much Prozac or smokes too much pot and he just doesn't want to have sex. He just wants to like sit around and be depressed and skinny.
Right. Then he and JoJo went to that like indoor beach or something. I don't know. There's something with waves.
That's so Wells though, an indoor beach. It's like, I'll go to the indoor beach.
It was like they were going to be in a circus or something, and then he finally kissed her in the water, but then he didn't really kiss her again, and then she let him go.
Oh, yeah, because JoJo... Yeah, I remember, because JoJo's like, he hasn't even tried to kiss me. Like, what the hell? Like, who does that? Okay, he tried. Oh, God, that wasn't good. Maybe he'll try again. That's all JoJo cared about.
Yep.
And also he's a DJ. Never forget, okay? He's an iTunes list collector. Do not be charmed by Wells' smile. He'll sit on your couch depressed, wait for you to pay the rent, and then play really shitty songs on auto mix on iTunes. I've dated
that guy.
Well,
that's going to come into play a little bit later.
So he comes in, and Jared is like, hey, Wells, come on over here. That bitch is crazy. Everyone actually tries to sell Ashley because they're sick of listening to her cry. So he's like, Ashley's amazing.
But first, Wells gets the date card where immediately that says something about tacos. So then no, Grant
says something. It says your date is something like today's date is all about your passion. And he's like, well, it's either music or tacos.
So then Grant says, let's go taco about it. Oh, and then they all laugh. Oh, God, are these guys star for any kind of entertainment?
Those guys are husbands, right? Those guys are husband material. It's like,
oh, yeah.
They're really good with kids, but you never want to fuck them again. No yep. offense to John.
He doesn't take offense to that.
John's just in the back nodding. Like, yeah. Yep. So, also don't have to trim my pube hair anymore. So, suck that one, buddy. So, Ashley falls in love immediately because his eyes contrast with his eyebrows. What? That's how Ashley thinks, you guys.
What? Okay. Also, when everybody's trying to push Wells on Ashley, now I'm just getting it too into like stuff that doesn't make sense.
I'm into it.
But the twins need that. The twin doesn't want to go out with Wells. Why?
Because she probably watched the season. She's like, DJ,
Yeah.
I don't know. The twins really give off nothing but ice. I've not had any, to me personally, they haven't looked at me yet. Just kidding.
Exactly. Me neither.
They give off nothing but like kind of frigid vibes. I know it's not very nice to say, but one of them is even wearing this really tight dress at the end that looks like a granny lace doily. Like, they're very frigid, these twins. They're like the freaky twins from that movie in the hotel where Jack Nicholson's trying to kill everybody. They're just creepy, weird twins.
And they're on their tricycles?
Yeah.
In the hallway?
But they'd be like, tricycle? What? I'm not eating sugar. Twins.
But why? Okay. But the one twin was practically having sex with that guy, Carl. On the boat, remember? They were making out and she was sitting on his lap. But this is just the problem with the show. You've got 2 hours. You don't have that many people to show. You can't show the fact that nothing happened between Carl and the twin.
Well, we've tried to listen to these twins have conversations with people and they're like, I'm good. How about you? Like, they have nothing to say. And they're really overly polite when they're sober to people. They don't want to open up or anything. And also, does Carl even talk? Because I've seen no proof of that.
I know. We've never seen him except for when he first arrived.
Yeah.
And then went on the date with one of the twins. I don't know which one. But then we just never heard anything about it again.
I know. And which is probably a blessing. Haley, I think it's Haley, right? She sits down to talk to Wells. And this way to sell yourself, girl. She's like, well, so far I haven't had a connection with anybody, but, like, Ashley's a great option. She's funny. She's outgoing. Like, she's even sillier than I am. I was like, oh, God, poor Wells. He can't even get a twin to pretend that she likes him for a flower.
I know. That's what I mean.
Poor thing.
This is weird. All right, so then Wells asks Ashley out. Let's move ahead. And the world celebrates.
Yeah, the people go so, so crazy. And Wells already knew that he liked Ashley because she has an amazing Instagram because there's dogs.
Yeah.
Oh, bachelor love.
I think that was just producers, though. Okay, but then...
Are you filing your nails?
No.
Oh, that sounded like something going... Psh, 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 psh.
Oh.
No, you can. I just like to know what it is.
I was moving my chair.
Oh, nosy, right? I'm like, is it your husband?
How dare you? Nobody's home. So this leads me to my favorite scene, which is Jared and Kayla. This is a weird scene to be my favorite scene, but I don't know why. It just really made me laugh. I watched it 2 times. So Jared and Kayla make out for a minute and then analyze it. And then Kayla's like, I think that what we were doing before was we were putting Ashley first before our relationship, but now we're putting our relationship first.
Because she's gone.
Yeah. And then Jared's like, yeah, that's true, Matt. You know, we were just, we were trying to get to know each other, but we were prioritizing Ashley and like her feelings. And now this is really good. And Kayla's like, yeah, I just feel like now that our relationship is like front and center, like it's really going so much better. You'd think they just had a baby.
Our 3-day relationship. Right? I know, like she adopted.
They just had a baby and they were like, oh, we've just been putting everything into the baby and we forgot about us, you know?
Yeah.
You've known each other for 4 days.
She's like, basically in this relationship, I've been wearing leggings and really loose t-shirts. And then I realized men don't like the smell of baby barf at night. And so I took a shower. Yeah. And now everything's great.
Yeah, and we got a babysitter. And now we just went out together and our relationship is back on track.
When you're just alone with your husband and they just keep bringing you breadsticks without even asking. I mean, right there, that's romance. And he's like, whatever, just make out with me. So he makes out with her in peace.
Yeah. And but then they talk about Ashley again.
I know. They're obsessed.
Like, they kiss a little bit more. And then they're like, yeah. So about Ashley and Wells, like, how do you think that's going to go? Like, stop it. All right. So Ashley and Wells.
That was pathetic. I forgot that they did that. She's like, wow, I'm glad we're together. I wonder what they're doing right now. What's Ashley doing? Do you think Ashley's crying? I wonder if Ashley's ghost dog is with her right now.
I honestly don't like Kayla at all.
I liked her okay. I thought she was very nice and cute. But then last week on the bonus episode, we went on her Instagram. And now I want her to be hit by a bus. Because all she does is those sponsored posts where she's yep. like, I'm pretty. Look, I'm wearing khaki shorts and really nice lipstick. And then she's got 5 million likes. I'm like, bitch, that ain't fair. That ain't real life. Tell me what you're really feeling. About Ashley. Just kidding. I'm like, I hope we get to interview her one day so I can ask her what she's feeling about Ashley. So over at date night, it's Mexican yeah. food. And, you know, people on these shows don't eat. Well, you know, Wells does, and he stays skinny, which is why I hate him. But Ashley's like, oh, my God, tacos? This is amazing.
I know. I noticed that, too. And another thing I noticed, and I might be the only person in the whole world that noticed it, but behind them are these decorations, which are like those snowflake pictures that you make when you're a kid, you know, where you fold up a piece of paper and then you cut into it.
Yeah.
Did you see that? There's just a bunch of those on the wall as if somebody was like, all right, listen, we can't just have a bare orange wall. Somebody cut up some construction paper.
Well, I have to hand it to this crew. At least it's not empty vases behind them because that's like all they show. There's like, there's no shelf for the empty vases. All right, cut out some snowballs. Some snowflakes.
It was just funny to me.
You know how people in modern day 2016 always use the term, oh, they think they're a special snowflake. I hate that yes. term, but that's like a big like Republican yes. term right now. They're like, what, yes. do you think you're special like a snowflake?
Yeah.
And that's funny that it's kind of these two who can't get me to save their life like,
yep.
in front of the special snowflake stand.
The special snowflake wall.
And
I
also,
love it.
Wells also did another dad thing. He's like, hey, we have lots to talk about.
I know.
Oh, God. Just get him his Dockers. Congratulations. You won some pleated Dockers. Thanks. Now leave.
Next thing you know, he's going to reach over and go, what's this behind your ear? It's a taco. Silly goose.
Please.
You had please. A taco behind your ear.
Please let that happen. So Wells has so much going on. I mean, what is he going to say? Like, there's an indent on my couch of my napping shape. So instead, he's like, how do you feel about Jared?
Yeah.
Please stop talking about fucking Jared. Please.
Oh, my God. And Ashley has no sense of how she comes off when she talks. She's just like, I mean, like, I was obsessed with Jared and I'm really, really sad that he doesn't like me, but I'm super excited to like someone else. Like if I just want to like someone else, like it doesn't matter who it is or like anything about them. I just like, if I could just like someone else.
And Wells, well, you know, I don't want to be the guy who's just here to make another guy jealous. And she's like, LOL, you're Wells. Like, right. When has that ever happened? You should be so lucky, okay?
So then Ash, just to prove.
Bitch. Wells is like the nicest person ever. I'm like, let's tear him down.
Well, because what is he doing?
Yeah,
he's like 45. He's on this show. He's asking out Ashley. I mean, it's ridiculous. He's malnourished.
Any man who makes a list off his iTunes playlist is no man.
No. So then Ashley is like, I'm going to prove to you that you're not just any guy. Like, okay, like, what are you into or whatever? Like, you're into music, right? Okay, what's your favorite band?
It's like Talking Heads. Are you sure you don't want to rethink that one after this date? Because that talking head is going to make you fucking crazy. It's just a giant head that's always talking.
Yeah. And then he's like, have you heard of the Talking Heads? What the fuck?
She's like, I know the Talking Heads. Like, yeah. Whoa, I went to school for rock and roll, okay? Like, you're not going to respect this, but my favorite band is Hanson. It's like, where did you go to school for rock and roll?
Bop. Bop.
Bop. Yeah. Whoa.
She said that without one ounce of irony.
And I'm with her, okay? I know the whole song because, I mean, those lyrics. Mbop. Oh, yeah.
And Wells is trying not to laugh because she's serious.
I know. He's like, I can fit into all their costumes, but otherwise, no. Then a stray comes begging for scraps. And I'm like, wow, a stray begging for scraps on Wells' first date with Ashley. Fitting.
So fitting.
Fitting. She's like, okay. You're skinny like Wells, LOL. And desperate and homeless like Ashley. Okay, so now goes up on flames and children scream.
So they kiss, and then they go lantern. And then they go find those lanterns. Yeah, and then Ashley's like, then they go, okay, you're supposed to make a wish and then fly it in the air. So Ashley's like, I hope when we get back that Kayla will have perished in a horrible fire.
And it starts on fire. Her wish is dead.
I mean, is there any chance that she wished for anything else besides Kayla to die?
Oh, poor thing. She should wish for, you know, a face that moves again. God bless her heart. That must be rough to have all those emotions, but your face won't let you show them properly.
Did you see that one of our listeners put a picture up on Facebook of the Lady Elaine puppet from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood?
No.
And it really does look like her. I mean, in a grotesque, you know, meaning Ashley's grotesque. I mean, the puppet's kind of cute.
When everybody started getting Botox, there were these articles where they're like, psychologists say that when you stop your frown lines from moving, you stop feeling frowns. You like people naturally get happier. Ashley just completely ruined that entire school of thought. She burnt it down with her wish lantern. Dead. It's dead.
Oh, God.
So back at camp, Grant is like, I am so happy, which means everything's about to come crashing down on his head.
Yes. Every scene ends with like the little Lenny and Squiggy. Hello. Like, it's so funny to me.
Poor Grant.
Yeah.
And Grant saying everything that's obvious. He's like, well, here we are in Mexico because, like, this is a TV show and people come on to Mexico and we, like, date each other. And then sometimes that person likes that person. And sometimes the sun comes up. And sometimes the water gets you wet even if you're not in it. It's crazy.
Yeah. And Lace is busy sabotaging her relationship by flirting with anything in a Speedo.
Yeah.
And then.
And they're all taken, which is even better.
Right. And then Amanda, of all people, calls it out, which I thought was interesting. She's like, Liz is flirting with a lot of guys. Sorry, I didn't get right into her voice. Liz is flirting with a lot of guys, and I think she's just scared of love. So yeah. She's sabotaging herself. And then Grant is like the most patient chin alive because he just sits back and he's like, you know, dude, what are you doing? But he doesn't lose his mind. At that point.
No, he's a total pussy. I mean, he basically picked her up while she was still wet with Chad's, you know, spermatozoa. Like, he doesn't care. Like, he's just desperate. He's one of those guys that goes with a crazy girl, and he's like, yeah, but, like, you need me, like, because I'm going to fix you, and then that's how I'm going to prove that I love you. And, like, when you're mean to me, he even took her aside and was like, listen now, Lace, you are being disrespectful, and I will not respect disrespect. Here's the problem. Like, you're sabotaging stuff because you know that I, like, feel things and you don't think you deserve love. I'm like, how about she just doesn't like you and you're a pussy?
And she's like,
basically hooking
you.
Up with you because the one that she did like, she basically got kicked out for being an abuser. So, come on, be honest with yourself, buddy.
She's such a nightmare. She's so crazy.
Yeah.
By the way, he first when he storms off, he's wearing, like, some kind of fancy skinny jorts. Did you notice that? Some super tight jorts.
Ugh.
No, Grant, no.
No.
Then the next time, the next scene when he's trying to talk to her like in a mature way, he's wearing jeggings.
Oh,
so hard
Grant.
To take him seriously. He's such a girl.
He's a goober. And then Amanda's wisdom again. She's like,
yeah, you know, like, they're really nice, but relationships take a lot of work. Like, I hate microwaving pizza, but I'll be doing it for the rest of my life. That's it.
That's the sacrifice you make, you know? But Lace has a lot to learn about relationships. Like, she doesn't even have kids that she's leaving behind to do a show.
You don't really know what you've lost until you've left them with your mother for 6 weeks.
Oh, to be with a guy that is in the near future going to have a restraining order taken out against him. But I do know about that because I know about life.
Once he signs that restraining order, that's going to be like commitment.
Yeah. So then Lace goes around and like basically talks about her relationship to everybody who will listen to her say it's all Grant's fault. He's a dick.
Yeah.
Like Grant just likes me so much. And like, I'm trying to push him away. Like, I don't understand. Like, then he just, I try to push him away and I flirt with other guys. And then he just like goes crazy. Like, what an asshole. I'm not going to put up with that.
And then it cuts to Grant.
Well, what's happening is she's pushing me away. And then like, she thinks I flipped out, but I didn't flip out.
Like, oh my God, I cannot. Like, she's dumb, and then I have to hear you repeat her dumbness? No, no. Yeah. You both need to go. Can you just kick off happy people? Just kick them both off.
Please. And then, so then all the people are sitting around, and then Lace does that thing that's so childish. Grant's sitting with everybody, and Lace comes over, and she's like, hi, is this seat taken? Like, next to somebody who's not Grant. And the person, like, scooches over, and then she sits down, and then has that, like, yeah, and like so turns her pressure. Face away. Yeah, like, like Grant's probably looking at me right now. Ew, I don't want to talk to him.
But thankfully, this is a very small sample size of douchebags, so she realized that nobody else will even pay any kind of mind to her. So she's like, okay, I guess he's okay again. Because after that talk, she's like, you totally understood me. Like, you're right. And he's like, relationships take work from both people who don't want to be there. Like, you don't want to be there. I don't want to be there. But no one else liked us. So here we are together. Let's have babies. She's like, yeah. Oh my God, that was beautiful.
She's like, let's do some shots. And he's like, oh, you want to do shots? And she's like, yeah, I want to get shit-faced. And he goes, oh, okay, cool. I guess we're back together then.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, that fight worked out. Like, what she said was, do you want to do shots? And then I was like, yeah, I guess that relationship worked out. I hate him.
Meanwhile, Amanda.
Okay, when I say hate him, I don't mean hate. I just mean get off my TV. I don't mean die, just
right.
Live or die. Just not right. On my TV. Clear right. Him.
With you.
Yeah.
So, meanwhile, Amanda is like, Nick. Do you want to fuck Jen in my bed tonight? Because you can. Because no, I didn't even understand what was happening here with the musical beds. Listen, one bed is too hard and the other bed is too soft, but my bed is just right. So if you and Jen want to fuck in it, that's cool.
I kept going into houses and eating people's oatmeal, and then these bears got really mad at me, and I was like, that's so mean. You guys want to sleep in my bed?
Yeah. And then one of the bears was like, I really have genuine feelings for you. Like, I really care about you a lot, like in a genuine way. And like, what Goldilocks wrote in her book about me was like a bullshit and not even true, but I'm not going to sue because, like, why would I? Like, why would I even give credence to what fucking Goldilocks said about me? It's, like, stupid.
And Nick's the little bear, and he's like, well, I was in that book, too, and trust me, it's real. It's true. Like, my bed was too small. It was. Like, let's be honest, everybody knows that my bed is too small. You want to argue with it? Fine, Mom, but my bed is too small. I've been saying it for years.
And by my bed is too small, we all know I'm talking about my penis. Anyway.
Oh, God, I hope not. But I wouldn't doubt it, because doesn't he always make it to the fantasy suite, and then they're like, nope, sorry, fell in love with somebody else.
Nope.
Called my pinky finger. Bye. Claire, dating you, breaking up with you. So, yeah, Amanda tells him to go fuck in her room because she's tired, and Josh moans too much. So she doesn't tell Josh.
But... But then Josh immediately is like, they're like, oh, we're going to go sleep in your bed. And he's like, yeah, no, you're not, because Amanda and I are sleeping in my bed. Okay. So see you later.
Yeah. He's opening like vacuum packed protein powder or something. He's like, whoa, bros, bros, bros. Those are the stairs to my room. What do you think's happening right now? You think you're going up there? I don't think so, because I'm up there with Amanda. Like, I even put a fan up there. Okay, bro. There's a fan. There's like a fan man. It's a fan Manda room. Yeah. Okay.
What does that tell you? When you see a fan, what the fuck does that tell you?
You guys don't want me sweating all over the couches, so I put a fan in my room and you try and sabotage it. Like, fuck you, bro. I'm not going to take that shit, bro.
Yeah.
And then this like horror music.
You going to go write about it in your book? Why don't you go fucking write about it in your book, crybaby? No one's going to believe you. Okay.
I hope he does write a book. Nick is so bitchy. He'll be like the, what's that bitchy little gay guy who wrote that book and then all his friends got mad at him? From the old days. Oh, Truman Capote.
Oh.
He'll be like the Truman Capote of The Bachelorette.
I'm trying to figure out what reality star you're talking about. You're like Truman Capote?
That hello. That
really bitchy guy?
Literature. Okay. I was talking about literature.
Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know. I didn't see Big Brother. You're like, no, Truman Capote, bitch. Okay.
Yeah, same thing. Literature, yeah. Big Brother, you know, same diff. So Josh starts going off, and he is so pissed off. He's like overly pissed. You guys, these are basically cots. Like, what are you fighting over? These are the worst beds ever. And horror music starts playing, and he goes up to Amanda, and he's like, Bra chick, what the hell? What are you sleeping? What, we're not going to sleep together anymore? Like, what the hell?
Yeah. And he's like, he's like, hello, we're not sleeping together tonight? And she's like, huh? And he's like, what? What? And she's like, what? And he goes, yeah, good talk.
Yeah, she just, he's like, Amanda, are you there? She's like, I'm tired. He's like, good talk. Good talk, brah. Good talk, brah.
Josh is the first guy. Josh is probably the first guy who's ever roofied a woman so he could beat her up. He's like, all right, she's out. I'm going to kick the shit out of her.
And then wasn't he going into like the producers and stuff? Was this the part where he's like, well, yeah, really? Because they think they're going to be in my bed. And I'm like, no. And if that's going to be the case, then forget it. I won't even be here. Like, people want to sleep in our bed. And now she's like asleep. Like, what the fuck? Like, a guy can't open protein powder without the whole world fucking changing on him. Fuck you. You know what? Fuck you too, producer. Jeez. Yeah.
And then somehow Nick and Jen are involved. And by the way, Nick is starting to look more and more like Tom Hanks in Castaway.
Oh, do you know what I mean? Say that.
He's got this. His beard is starting to get kind of crazy, and his hair is outgrown. It's just like looking disheveled.
Well, it's probably because he's stuck talking to Wilson the whole goddamn time.
I'm worried he's going to give Wilson a rose.
Well, fucking Wilson, Jen. She probably has as much personality as that damn inflated or deflated basketball head. Wilson.
I think they should start having some kind of like a fantasy in his head. That instead of seeing Jen's head, he's just seeing a volleyball.
Yeah. He's like, okay, I'll just settle with the volleyball. At least she's not a bitch at the end of the day. Dear diary. Writing his book.
Yeah.
So everybody goes to sleep after this bizarre fight. And Amanda doesn't even get up. I mean, that is somebody who knows how to avoid children. She's like, I'm going back to bed. He'll get over it tomorrow.
Yep.
Someone else will clean the crusty poop out of his butt crack. I'm staying in bed. So Nick was like, I think he's better now. And then they show Josh in bed by himself on a cot or whatever.
Right, moaning.
Sleeping while he's imaginary chewing pizza and moaning. He's got total dry mouth from all those roids.
Yeah.
And then the editors put a pizza over the moon. So cool.
Yep. I loved it. Okay, so now we're getting ready, guys, for the rose ceremony.
Pre-rose. You guys, I wonder what Grant is thinking.
We're pre-rosing.
Pre-rose. He tells Lace, I knew that your feelings, like you weren't showing, like, your real feelings. And then, like, you did show your real feelings. And that's why we made up. Like, thanks, Grant. Thanks for that conversation.
And he's like, because, you know, like, one of my feelings is like love. And she's like, stop talking about love. gross.
So gross. She's so like, sick of that word. Actually, in this one, she's still being nice. She's like, I didn't know men like you existed. Like, you make me feel like I deserve it. Well, you don't. Yeah. You're a fucking bitch. You but don't please, deserve it, okay? But
I know that the what I love about Grant is, like, how he makes me feel about me. Because Grant is, like, so into me that makes me feel good about myself. Like, I couldn't tell you the first thing about Grant because, like, I don't like him. But I love how he loves me.
Yeah, that's going to be a healthy relationship.
Except I don't want to hear the word love. So, like, I love how he likes me, except when I'm pushing him away. And then, like, he gets mad and, like, leaves, which is what I need.
Yeah, like, for so long, I've been like, I want to be somebody who has a dog at the dog show. But, like, there's, like, been no dog on my leash. But now there's a dog on my leash. And now I can be in a dog show without just looking like the creepy lady who's standing around trying to win things without a dog. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God. Such a great analogy.
That's what it feels like. Like, she likes nothing about him. And, you know, just a macro about life in general. I'm so fucking sick of everybody saying you deserve love. No, you don't deserve love.
No.
Everybody does not deserve love. That takes work. You need to be nice. You need to work on yourself. You need to give love to other people. You don't just deserve it for being the pile of shit that you are. Okay?
Yeah.
So whatever shrink told you that, that's why your life is miserable. You don't deserve it. Earn it.
Yeah. Nobody ever earns love on a reality show, though, which is partially why we love it.
Yeah. That's why they'll always be broken people and keep us entertained forever.
Okay. Speaking of entertainment, Carly's outfit is unreal. Yeah. Do you know what I'm talking about?
The lace.
Is
it the red lace short jumper thing? What do you call those short jumpers? A romper?
A romper with, like, a cutout in the shoulder. So it just looks like she's wearing some kind of like she's a burn victim that's now having to wear, like, bicep length gloves.
She does have Freddy Krueger body in that.
Oh, my God. It looks like she's like a waitress in a Mexican restaurant, like, serving quesadillas at some kind of, like, a taco hut. It's horrible.
She thinks in her mind that she's being, like, 80s and electronic and emo, but yeah, she looks like Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
She needs, those two need to go to a key party, and they need to hook up with the same, like, the same sex couplers. Like, they both just need to realize they're gay. Like, you guys can march in a parade together and share each other's snack packs. But come on, who are you guys fooling? Not each other. I mean, barely each other. Because later, Evan tells her, well, maybe this is the part. Oh, yeah, this is the part. So they're pre-rosing. And he goes, how are you doing? And she's like, good. How are you doing? And he's like, good. How are you? She's like, good. How are you? I'm like, oh, I hate you two. And I like Carly, but I hate you two together. This is when you know it's not right. How are you? Good. How are you? Good. How are you? Good. How are you? Good. How are you? And then Evan goes, this is really hard for me to say, girl. Oh, girl. It's like really hard, Carly. And she goes, say it. It couldn't be any harder than finding this outfit. And he's like, I'm totally falling in love with you.
And she's like, squee. I'm falling in love with you, too.
What happened to her? I love that she at least knows it's ridiculous. She's like, what is happening to me? How did I fall in love with the penis man?
But he's so gross. I don't understand. Ronnie, help me. I don't get it. Like, I can't. I'm not on board. I'm not like, oh, okay, it's kind of cute. No, he's horrible.
But she also knows there's one very clear piece of evidence with Evan that Carly knows, and she can count on it for the rest of his life. He's proved it multiple times already. She's never going to have to fuck the guy. Never. Okay? That is a lesbian in waiting right there. She's like purposely getting with the guy she has no sexual chemistry with. And then he like tongue kisses her, and he puts his tongue so far in her. And you just like, look, I'm no thermometer, but that shit felt cold from over here. You know he has cold spit.
It felt aggressively cold. It felt like, I'm going to prove to you that
he's watched his daughters make out or something, and now he's trying to imitate it. But I mean, like, literally cold. Like, I feel like his body temperature is really cold. And you know when you kiss somebody and it's just, like, cold? And you're like, how is your spit cold? That's so
like
weird.
Like an amphibian.
Yeah, him.
Like making out with a lizard.
Yeah.
A with that tongue darting out.
Yeah, Dad Lizard with, ugh, he's
Dad
gross.
Lizard.
He's gross.
He's got like 18 kids. What is she thinking? All right, moving on.
So Daniel and Izzy. So Daniel knows he's screwed now, right? Because the twins aren't even trying anymore. And he knows he's not going to get a rose. And nobody is even paying attention to poor Daniel. So he brings Izzy a lamp. And he's like, yeah, you know, that other guy brought a lamp. And, you know, he liked that. So I got a bigger, better lamp. You brought a halogen lamp. That is not bigger and better. That burns down apartments.
Well, first, doesn't he bring her some fried food?
Well,
Did that happen first?
I don't know. If that happened, then she should have gone with him. Because that other guy will not bring her fried food. Brett. He won't do it.
Yeah, it's like he's like, I know you love like TGI Friday, and so like I guess you like wings. Yeah, so here's some wings and some. And she's like, are those chicken tenders? He's like, yeah, with ranch.
Oh, romance.
But it's like locale ranch. So, yeah.
Tastes like cancer. She's like, that's so romantic, but no. So she takes his lamp back to Brett, and Brett's like, looks nicer, but how many watts is it? She said 9, and he goes, yeah, well, mine was 60. Okay, I know that's funny and everything, but halogen wattage is very different than regular wattage. You guys don't even know your love lamps. Like, seriously with this show? Seriously.
Also, where has Brett been? The last thing we saw was that Izzy is like, I'm kind of into you, Brett. But Brett, I thought was into somebody else. I don't know. I'm losing track.
Brett's like, do you have any hair glue? I'll be in the bedroom.
Suddenly they're together, though, making out.
Well, yeah, when did she that kicked even off happen? The pizza guy. She kicked off the pizza guy.
I know she did, but they never, ever showed anything after that between her and Brett.
They never really even showed her and Izzy. I mean, her and Vinny. Every time they would show them, they were just, like, making out in the pool. I don't think they really ever talked, right?
True.
It's Izzy. Okay. Also, this guy, Brett. Now, this is not for sure because, you know, I always think I see famous people. But I was riding my scooter the other day, and I swear to you, I think I saw Brett in his car. Man, he looked exhausted. He was driving a black Mercedes with the window down, and he just looked like, time to make the donuts, time to make the... And it was like 4 p.m, and I was like, called really? That one. So I think he lives in West Hollywood. So if I ever see you out, wasn't me. I didn't say it. You're very handsome. Your hair looks totally real.
I'm going to Google, are Brett and Izzy... still together.
Oh, nobody... my God. Spoiler alert.
Our Brett... Okay. Romper.com says...
Romper.com. LOL. It's a theme. Congratulations, Carly.
Okay. I don't know if they're still together.
Romper.com is like, we don't care. Because not even a thing called Romper.com would care. And Brett said... Who needs a lamp? And you've got Izzy's lips. It's like, you're terrible. That's why I don't show you talking ever. So now Amanda and Josh. Josh is pre-rosing. And he's like, yeah, like, I really love you, brah. Because, like, seriously, you're, like, nice. And you're, like, really beautiful. And, like, the wind. Like, you know when the wind goes and it's, like, windy? That's like you. Like, he's just talking too much. Talking
She's
too
like,
much.
Yeah, I know. Thank you. Yeah,
I'm falling in love with you too.
I literally, I mean, I really like you, but I also really like ponies and cotton candy. But you're really nice.
My eyelids hurt
from trying to hold open my eyes when I'm wearing 18 pounds of fake eyelashes.
Exactly. I think that's just all she's thinking. Because whenever they show her, she's like flicking her eyelids and like grabbing them, like trying to hold them up. She's like, ow, this hurts. And Josh with this stupid out of nowhere accent when he's too intense. He's like,
yeah,
because you're like beautiful. I'm like, who are you? What accent are you doing right now? Please stop sweating on everything.
Yeah.
And so he's like, then, oh,
I,
sorry.
I just, I, he's like, to the camera or, you know, so he's like, I just, you know, I really, really like Amanda. Like, I like my feelings are genuine, but like I don't want to push anything on her, you know, because like what I feel for her is genuine, because nothing helps nurture genuine feelings more than a metric ton of rum and TV cameras. This is all just real. Like, I don't care. Like, if I was sober and there were no cameras, like I would feel like these genuine feelings for her because she's fucking nice, okay?
Yeah, we've seen your genuine feelings and they're cray cray.
Yeah.
So now Nathan the twins.
And Josh decide they're in love with each other.
So now the twins are like,
Josh and Amanda are like great together, but like some people have like, what's it gonna say? Yeah, like people like notice stuff about Josh. Like he got mad when she went to bed early, and like I see red flags in that.
Yeah.
Red flags inside of that.
There's like red flags inside of the red flags, but like, you know what? Time is running out to tell Amanda. Like you need to tell her, like right away. Clink, 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 Chris Harrison. It's time to give a toast to Valtrex.
He's like, hey, guys, just wash the sperm off my hand for the 19th time today. Everybody else feeling okay? All right. Internet's a bit slow in Mexico. Would have been here quicker, but... So he comes on to do whatever they're supposed to be doing on this stupid show. Like, I don't even know why he's there. They could just have Jorge doing it. He's like, okay, when I pass out margaritas, time to give a rose.
Yep.
Why even got Chris
there? I don't know why
they
don't.
It's like it's a waste of a suit budget if I've ever seen one.
That's so true.
So let's see here. What happened? So the rose start coming out. Didn't the twins pull Nick aside right before the ceremony?
Yeah.
And they're like, Nick, like, you're like our real friend. Like, we trust you. Because he's like, girl. Whenever they sit on the couches together, it's always Nick and the twins. And he's like, girl, that guy's a bitch. And so they're always bitch together. So they're like, you know, you have to say it on camera because, like, I don't even know what the red flag is inside of. Like, I'm so confused. What do I warn Amanda about? Don't eat the pot pie? Like, what is that? And
they're like, a lot of people like are saying, it's like a Donald Trump thing. They're like, a lot of people are saying that, like, Josh isn't here for the right reasons. Like, we're just really scared that Josh might like just want to be like fixing his reputation, and he's not really in love with Amanda. I'm like, Amanda's our best friend, like in the whole world. Nick, what do you think? He's like, yeah. Yeah, I agree, because you know, like the stuff in the book about me was like totes real. And so that means the stuff in the book about Josh is real too. But like I tried to tell everybody.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, nobody's read the book.
That's the problem. Nobody reads. I mean, that girl could have said anything about anybody because she know they ain't going to read it.
Right.
So nobody knows what to say except Nick. Nick's like, I read it. That guy's terrifying.
Yeah.
Like, he tried to like put a tiny little bomb in one of her dildos. Like, he's really mean. And they're like, what? Red flag. And he says the words red flag. And so they go off repeating red flag a lot. I don't even think they know what that means. So they're like, what's wrong with America? Like, they have no idea. But they're like, okay, well, Nick will back us up when we totally throw this guy under the bus later, which is basically what they were doing.
Right.
So we get to the roses. Guys, red flags. So we get to the roses, and Carly gives to Evan. Ashley gives to Wells. Wilson gives to Tom Hanks. Izzy gives it to Brett. And then the twins are like, this whole time the twins are talking. So, like, Carly gives it to Evan. They're like,
Carly gave a rose. Like, I wish I could give a rose, but I just can't.
Ashley gives to Wells. Oh, really? It's hurtful that we can't fall in love.
But what happened to Carl? I take these things too literally, Ronnie. I'm watching it going, okay, you can't set up a storyline where Carl and one of the twins are sucking face and on a booze cruise, and then just we never hear from them again.
I'll bet you anything. She got back, and she's like, oh, my God, there's this, like, guy named Kevin, and, like, we were dancing. It was so much fun. We got way too made out. And then he was, like, rubbing his boner up against my butt while I was dancing. And the other twin was like, oh, my God, he doesn't respect you. Like, no one who respected you would rub their boner up against your butt on a cruise. Like, that's so gross. She's like, yeah, you're right. He's terrible. I hate him.
Yeah. And the other twin's like, I'm going to pretend like I'm you and see if he'll rub his boner up against my butt crack. And then if he does, ew. He doesn't respect either of us.
You know that's how it is. They just keep talking each other out of love.
Yeah, if he can't tell your butt crack from my butt crack, like, that's ridiculous. Like, that's, like, not respectful. Like, my butt crack has, like, totally different likes and dislikes than your butt crack. Mm-hmm. And, like, anybody that won't take the time to, like, know the difference between our butt cracks is not somebody that I want to have a relationship with.
Yeah, like, if he doesn't know that when you sit on the seat, you sit down and then you pull your cheeks apart. But when I sit down, I pull my cheeks apart and then sit down. Like, he's nothing to me. Like, he's dead. You might as well be dating a dead person. She's like, I don't want to date a dead person. It's like, yeah, that's what I mean. Come on.
So these two girls are never going to find any love, and they're so frigid. And I think finally the producers were like, yeah, you're not even funny twins, so you have to leave.
Exactly.
Because it cannot be a coincidence that all these people are suddenly leaving. Producers are like, you guys, this, you know, this is on 4 hours a week, right? You're boring the life out of us. Leave. Get out. Yep. Take Vinny with you.
That must be why they never showed the twins, you know, breaking up with Carl. It's probably just too boring. And then they had that other guy, Ryan, who they brought on, who I could have told you is not attractive at all. I mean, the other guys were like, how old is that guy?
I thought he was cute at first, but then today, I don't know if it's just the overwhelming sense of sadness he feels being around a bunch of 20-year-olds on a forgotten island in Mexico, but he looked very sad and worn out today.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
So usually the twins,
when people are like, I'm the boring one, they're not at all. But he really was. He really was.
And Brett is too, by the way. I don't know. Brett is the lamp guy.
Oh, yeah. He's really boring.
He's so boring. Yeah. So who also looks 50.
Yeah.
So the twins, it's their time to give a rose. And they're just like, oh, God. Oh. We thought we would find love. I mean, it's paradise. It's so unfair that everybody fell in love, but we didn't. And I wouldn't be fair. We're going to go.
We don't feel like it's fair to pass on our roses. So instead of just ruining our summer, we're ruining the summer of three other guys, too. Okay.
Yeah. Because we have a lot of stuff to do. I mean, like, we need to go, like, to where we're from and drink margaritas and do cocaine there. Like, we just don't want to do it in paradise anymore.
Jorge cannot keep a good line on his ass. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, we're out of here. We're going where the butts are hard and the sun is like snowflakey. It's like, get out of here, twins. So then Chris comes in, you know, wiping himself off with a paper towel. And he's like, all right, guys. Oh, I guess those dumb bitches are leaving. So we're getting rid of three dumb bitch guys, too. And poor Deadeyes Carl/Kevin/, you know, Jeremy, whatever they're calling him today. He has nothing in his eyes.
Nothing.
I love the bachelor dead-eyed look. Love it.
It's signature.
I felt bad for Daniel, though. He's so fun. And he's so nice. And he's gone. Bye.
Bye. So then Chris says they have to go. But the twins are like, okay, we know we're going, but we need to warn Amanda that Josh's intentions are not pure. Doesn't she already know that?
Yeah, I think she knows that. I think she knows because of that heart-shaped bruise she's got under all that base that she's wearing. Because you know he like punches her in the middle of the night while he's quote-unquote sleeping. He's like a violent sleeper.
Yes.
She's going to wake up with her face chewed off one day.
And then that's going to be his defense when they indict him for murder. He's going to be like, no, I just take Ambien and sometimes Ambien makes me violent in my sleep, but I have genuine, like, non-violent feelings towards Amanda, and this is really offensive.
She tried taking my fork in the Dream America Great American Buffet, and here you can see this clip of me chewing in my sleep, which proves that happens. So the twins take Nick down to the beach, and he's like, oh, shit, these women are trying to get me beat up. Because Nick, you know what, let's be fair, guys. Think what you want about Nick. Nick has already said all of this stuff out loud to Josh. It's not like this is the first time anybody's hearing any of this.
Right.
Stuff. Like, what did you say? Like, red flag? Like, what? Like, Amanda's going to, like, choke on a red flag in her sleep because Josh is going to try and stab her throat? And he's like, oh, no, whoa, 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 whoa. All I was saying is that I think things in the book were true. And they're like, books? Oh, my God. I did like that he finally said, I think that he's only here and pretending that he's with the really nice girl because she's the nicest girl on the show, even though she's a child abandoner. But he's like, she's the nicest girl on the show. So he came right on here. He knew I was dating her. And so not only did he get to steal her from me, but he also gets to improve his image. And I was like, what does he do that he needs to improve his image? He doesn't have a job.
Exactly.
Like, what does he care?
Exactly.
His image is a gigantic douche with drawn-on eyebrows. Like, yeah. What does he need to improve?
Going on some fame whore show. What was it called? Something Famous?
He was on that?
Yeah.
Was that shot before this or after this? Had to have been shot
before,
right?
Let me look it up.
Right?
Josh on Famous, Famously Single.
Yeah, with Brandy Glanville.
Yeah, he was on that.
Oh, so they must have shot that before this.
It was before, yeah.
Oh, Lord. So Josh knows that they're talking about him, and he's like a beast up on the balcony thing watching them. He's like,
like, Hulk. Josh, mad. Josh want to roofie someone. Josh angry.
Yeah. He's like, I'm not going to lie. I'm so confused right now. So he takes Amanda aside, and she's like, I really don't want to talk right now because, like, I'm really confused. And he's like, I'm not sure what you're confused about because I'm, like, confused, okay? So, like, we're going to talk now because, like, I'm confused. She's like, but I don't want to talk about it right now because I'm, like, just confused. And he's like, yeah, well, we're going to talk about it because I'm confused.
Yeah.
He's like, Neanderthals.
You're confused. Like, this is crazy. He's like, the last 6 months, I've done nothing at all. I was not even in a relationship. Do you know why? Because my dog had cancer and I was going through chemo every day. And then, like, my goldfish got MS and I had to, like, hold it over its bowl and, like, flap its little body to help it breathe, like, 18 times a day.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
I had to get off Tinder to do that.
And he started it by saying, oh, yeah, people think that I'm here to get pity. I'm not here to get pity. My dog had cancer.
Yeah. And my goldfish had MS.
Way to prove everybody's point, you fucking loser. And also, you're talk raping her. Like, how many times does she have to say, I don't want to talk? Leave her alone.
Stop talk raping.
Talk rape.
So then Josh is like, you know what? No, I'm going to make an announcement. I have an announcement to make. Okay? So then he's like, everybody come over here. Okay? So here's what I need to say. Like, one person or multiple persons are making accusations, and it's affecting my genuine relationship with Amanda. I don't need to be here. My dog has cancer. My fish has MS. My parent has Guillain-Barré disease, and I'm barely holding it together. Who doesn't think I'm genuine?
He was about to hit everybody there. Like, and then Nick's like, to be honest, I don't know. And he goes, you don't know what, Nick? And he's like, if you're genuine, that was the question you asked, right? And he goes, why don't you know if I am or not? You don't even know me. You don't even know me, Nick.
Yeah, and then Nick is like, well, I have concerns.
Yeah, he goes, the entire time you've been here, you just say, like, the right thing, and you're, like, honest. But you know I've been in a relationship with Amanda. He talked to her once.
Right.
And Josh is like, you be quiet, and I'll respond to your one thing. And he's like, well, what is it then? Like, do you want me to be quiet, or do you want me to talk? He's like, talk when I tell you to talk. I didn't tell you to talk right now. He's like, okay. And then, meanwhile, Amanda's off with the other girls. And one of the girls, I don't know who said this, but she goes, why are you so shocked? Like, it's no surprise. He has mixed reviews. She's like, yeah, I know he's abusive, but, like, it's different when the twins said it because it was, like, two people saying at one time.
Yeah. Like, before, maybe, like, only, like, 9 or 10 people told me, and, like, a couple people, like, emailed me, and then, like, somebody sent me, like, a carrier pigeon note, like, about his bad intentions, but when the twins say it, it's just different.
Josh does not even make any goddamn sense. I was trying to transcribe exactly what he was saying because he was going so crazy. He goes, you're holding a grudge down. You don't think it's true we are? I am being genuine. The girl said you should be careful. Yeah, you should go with that. I was like, okay, are you trying to convince everybody that you're calm? Because you're also kind of threatening to kill somebody. So, and you also you also know that Grudge isn't just a nerd that you go to high school and you hold down. Okay.
Right.
Stupid.
You don't hold Grudge's head in the toilet and flush it. That's not what you do with Grudge. Anyway, then Josh says, you better hope everything's good with me and Amanda. And Nick goes, or what? And he goes, well, you just better hope.
Also, he totally showed his cards because whenever you confront somebody and you finally, I mean, all the stuff Nick has said has been kind of true, but he really nailed it down when he goes, basically what I'm saying, Josh, because Josh is still going nuts, and he's like, basically what I'm saying is that book that was written is not a fictional book. That's all I said. And then Josh is like, blink, blink, like he's totally caught. So he goes, all I know is I'm going to work on this right now. And then he starts stalking off because what's he going to say? Yes, it was. None of that stuff happened, which he hasn't said once, by the way. All he said is that she's a bitch for writing it. He's never denied any of the stuff.
So true.
So he just stalks off. And then he goes to a producer and he starts yelling and he's like, I'm not here for this stupid show. I'm here for Amanda. And if she doesn't know that, then I'm out. I'm not putting up with this. Like, where's she off talking to somebody? And like, what the hell? I'm going to have to hold that little grudge down and beat the shit out of his little pansy ass. So he's like packing his stupid, you know, Speedos and like, what do straight people have in their backpacks?
I don't know.
Protein powder.
Nick makes a comment, which I thought was good, to camera, where he's like, Josh was barely holding it together, and that's the best he can do. That's Josh showing that he doesn't have a temper.
Yeah, exactly. And that was totally out of line and crazy. Like, that would have gotten him kicked out of a restaurant.
Yes.
If he was talking like that.
Yeah.
That's how I judge everything. I'm like, sir, okay, you can stay. You're still being quiet enough. So the cast is all gossiping and like, he's here for the wrong reasons. Is he here for the right reasons? I don't know. I don't think he's very vulnerable. And then Josh packs. And
then he goes and talks to Amanda.
What happens when Lace is on the staircase and she's talking to somebody and some girl passes and she's like, you guys, right reasons or whatever. And she goes, we're talking right now. You guys, I really hate that girl.
Who was it?
I don't know. I don't know. Was it Jen?
I don't think so. Who would hate Jen? She's so boring.
Lace. Because Jen doesn't say anything, so you can implant
Ashley?
Any kind of personality onto her face, you know? And then Lace could just be offended because she thinks she's thinking something.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Who knows? Yeah. Lace would get mad at the mannequins in the store. She'll be like, just give me a dirty look.
Doing that.
Okay. So Jared and Nick...
Well, first Josh and Amanda talk and she convinces him to stay. She's like, I know everybody says that you're a mean abuser, but I haven't seen that for myself. I mean, you've yelled at me a few times and like threatened to kill me, but I mean, I haven't seen like you do it, or why would I wouldn't even be here. I mean, it's so stupid. Like, if you were to gonna kill me, like, how would I even still be here?
Yeah,
so I trust you.
She deserves a life of misery, and she's about to get it. She just watched him berate everybody and yell at everybody and then go pack his bags the second things weren't going his way, even though she really never said anything to him. All she did was cry.
I know.
And now he's making her feel guilty like she did something. I mean, it's just so textbook. Like, you people need to get lifetime.
I know.
Ladies on this show. So he's like, are you just saying that or do you really believe me? And she's like, yeah, but he hasn't hit me. And you know what? People can say he's abusive and maybe he is, but it's my choice.
Yeah. And also, I'll tell you something. Like, when they make the Lifetime movie about me, I want Tori Spelling to play me. And I hope I have some say in it from beyond the grave.
Oh, my God. Amanda would. And that's what's so sad. She would want Tori Spelling to play her.
Yep.
And then they end. You know that they're going to make it forever because she goes, are you okay? And he goes, yeah, I'm okay. Are you okay?
Yeah, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. Are you?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Who are you, okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. Are you okay?
He's like, yeah.
Do you want some
okay
pizza?
Too. He's like,
Grant and Lace, do you want some? Let's go do some shots.
And Grant's Amanda, like, he offered me some Amanda pizza and then he offered me some shots. That's what he did right now.
I have pizza that's left over from yesterday, but we could just nuke it. Okay.
You guys, let's do my peaceful time and pretend we're chewing pizza.
All right. So Wells wakes up and there's no one there. And then New Girl, because we're going to go out on a high note. New Girl shows up, Jamie, Jenna. Who's immediately into Wells.
Yeah, she came here for Wells. She's like, I hope I get to meet Wells. And then she gets to meet Wells. And
she's like a kinder, whiter Jubilee.
This no girl's offense, like this Jubilee, girl's like a Girl Scout. She's very nice. You want to buy the cookies because she seems so cute. But I have a feeling that she like opened the bottom of the box first and ate three out the bottom, and then taped it back up and still sold it to me. I know her. I know this type.
She's very pretty, but I just find the Bachelor to be so offensive in the way that like if you're gonna be they black people never go far on this show. But you have to be so mixed race that it's tipping over more towards white for it to be palatable to these people. Yes. You know what I mean? It's
all reality
it's
shows
up.
Are like that. Like, there's like always a token something. And it's just, it's kind of like they did with One Arm, where like, how is this even fair? Like, basically they're like, okay, anybody like only into choosing interracial dating, okay, you could be on this show. Like, why can't there be more? Why can't it be like real life where there's more of everybody, you know?
Yeah, but it's not giving these people enough credit either. It's like, okay, if somebody's actually black, then they're like, oh, okay, that person's not going to last. So let's make sure that they are a tiny bit mixed race, but really pretty white.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. It's sad. It's
so that's
sad,
what Jamie is.
From the evidence that we've seen so far, it's sad, but very true.
I know.
But she's totally into Wells, and Wells is like, I have not had this many girls pay. Like, this is two girls who have paid attention to me. This has never happened to me my entire life. Yes, I will take you out. Let's do it before Crazy Face wakes up, because she ain't going to be happy. Bang!
Right.
So they leave for their date, and everybody is really terrified that he did that, because they all wake up at like 2 in the afternoon, and they're already gone. And everybody's like, oh my God, what's Ashley going to do? What's Ashley going to think? Oh no, poor Ashley! And then who has to tell her? Jared, of course. Yep. On the beach with Kayla, who is not going to pay attention to that relationship anymore. LOL, just kidding. So they tell
her.
Wait,
I thought Nick tells her.
Oh, was it Nick?
Oh, yeah, okay, Nick has to be everybody's spokesperson.
Sarah says,
like,
take
I
it
think
back.
This is a real opportunity for Ashley to show some maturity and growth. In 12 hours? What are they talking about?
She would be fired immediately if she showed growth, okay?
Exactly.
She wasn't brought here to grow.
So then Ashley starts having a relapse.
Well, at first she's like, I'm fine.
Yeah,
I'm totally
great.
Fine.
Like, totally cool. Yeah, whatever. I'm fine. And then she starts freaking out and putting on these crazy big lashes. It's like it's out of some kind of a horror movie. She's like sitting in front of the huge box of makeup, putting
oh my
on
God,
these crazy
that crate,
lashes.
That was like a studio apartment worth of makeup in this humongous crate. That thing was hilarious.
I was like, did she bring that? That just a huge box for her lashes.
She could fit Jorge in there, okay? That thing was humongous. So she's putting on her depression makeup, and then Kayla smiled at Jared. So she's like, oh, why does this always happen to me?
Yeah. And then okay. So first of all, we skipped over the Wells and Jamie's date, but who cares, right? It was boring.
It was so stupid.
You go on a date.
She
yeah,
goes,
whatever.
Their date probably sucks anyway. And then it just shows them on a quad like, woohoo, this is the best date. And then it cuts back to Ashley sobbing.
I love that they keep saying it, though. Like, this is the best date. Wells is like, this is the best date I've ever had. Like, ever. Like, ever, ever, ever. And she's like, oh, my God, this is my best date I've ever had. Like, why would this not even be the best date? I mean, look at us. Like, we so get along. Okay.
So good. So Ashley eventually breaks down. And Kayla's like, I know that you're sad. But, you know, I'm here for you. And she goes. Well, Bob and I trust the person like that hurt me in the first place. What did she do to hurt you?
By the way, then Ashley goes, I just think you should know that I'm in the best place mentally ever. That's a quote from her. And then Kayla's like, I guess I'm just wondering, like, do you think I should go home? Why would Kayla ask Ashley that? And Ashley's like, well, yeah.
She's trying to use the old, I'll just go home. Your relationship's more important to me than this one. And if it's going to make you this sad, I'll just go home. She's like, bye.
Yep.
But also, you know, and I said this last week, the second that Kayla left, of course, Jared is right on a bed with Ashley talking about his feelings and looking deeply into her eyes. So
ridiculous.
Ashley would be like, leave, because he is nice to me when you leave. He does act like we're dating when you leave. So bye, bitch.
Yeah.
So now Kayla's going to leave.
Yep.
I'm sure.
And then Jared says, there's so much baggage here, and it's walking around in red lipstick. That was a good line.
Yes, and you're also looking deeply into its eyes and making it think that one day you're going to fuck it after you marry it, after asking her father's hand in marriage. This shit ain't going to happen, boy. You a phony. And Kayla, you better run. That girl's going to be around forever. Enjoy your wedding being ruined.
And that's it. Then it's scenes. To be continued.
To be cont. Marat Goth. So we will be back tomorrow to cover the next episode. And we'll also have our little bony baloney tomorrow. So if you want to become a premium member, just go to roseprix.com. And there's like huge signs everywhere saying, do you want to be a premium member? Also on Instagram and the Twitter, we're at roseprixpod. You can find Stephanie at Stephanie L. Taylor. No.
S. Wilder Taylor.
S. Wilder Taylor. Sorry, I knew there was a one letter in there. S. Wilder Taylor. I'm at Ronnie Karam. Just come to roseprix.com. You'll find our links for every place. We love you guys.
Love you. Bye. See you tomorrow.
I just hope.